Madhavam Kunja Bihari Jai Ratha Madhavam Kunja Bihari Gopi Charapalapa Giribharatari Gopi Charapalapa Giribharatari Yasharanandana Rajajanaranjana Yasharanandana Rajajanaranjana Chamana Sira Panachari Chamana Hira Panachari Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnu Padme Paramahansa Prabhupada Jagachaya Stuta Sada Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 24, and verse 31 to 33. So I'm going to read verse 31, and then we'll together we will do 32 and 33. Shri Shuku Vacha Kalat Mana Bhagavata Shepadarpa Jigamsaya Bhukta Nisham Yanandarya Sad Bhagri Nantatad Vacha. Shukadi Goswami said, Lord Krishna, who is himself powerful time, desired to destroy the false pride of Lord Indra. When Nanda and the other senior men of Vrindavan heard Shri Krishna's statement, they accepted his words as proper. So verse 32, 33. Tatacha vyatatu sarvam. Yataha madasutana. Vachita swastyayanam. Tata viena giri dijan Uparitya balin samya Atita yavasam gavam Gotanani puraskitya Girin chakra padakshinam Tatacha vyatatu sarvam Yataha madhusutana Vachitva swastayanam Tatra vyenagiri dijan Uparitya balin samya Adita yavasam kavam Gotanani puraskitya Girim chakra pradakshinam Tata cha vyadatu sarvam Yataha madhusudanaha Vachitva swastayanam Tata vyena giri dijan Uparitya balin samya Adita yavasam kavam Gotanani puraskitya Girin chakra padakshinam Chant. Ataha madhusudana Yeah. Chivasasenam Tatpavyena Kirichasam. Ladies, we are not that you serve Tata, Thus, Cha, and Vyadatu, they execute Sarvam, everything. Yata, as Aha, he spoke. Madhusudana, Lord Krishna, Vachitva, making the Brahmanas recite. Swastayanam, the auspicious chants. Tajavyena, with the paraphernalia intended for Indra's sacrifice. Giri, to the hill. Dijan, and the Brahmanas. Uparidya, offering. Balin, the presentations of tribute. Samyak, all together. Aditaha, respectfully. Yavasam, grass. Gavam, to the cows. Gotanani, the bulls, cows, and calves. Paraskitya, placing in front. Girim, of the hill. Chakru, they perform. Pradakshinam, circumambulation. Translation by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The cowherd community then did all that Madhusudana had suggested. They arranged for the Brahmanas to recite the auspicious Vedic mantras, and using the paraphernalia that had been intended for Indra's sacrifice, they presented offerings to Govardhan Hill and the Brahmanas with reverential respect. They also gave grass to the cows. Then, placing the cows, bulls, and calves in front of them, they circumambulated Govardhan. Purport. The residents of Vrindavan were simply devoted to Lord Krishna. That was the sum and substance of their existence. Being the Lord's eternal associates, they were ultimately not concerned with Lord Indra or ritualistic sacrifice, and they were certainly not interested in the mechanistic philosophy that Krishna had just spoken to them. They simply loved Krishna, and out of intense affection, they did exactly what he had requested. Their simple, loving mentality was not small-mindedness or ignorance, since they were devoted to the Supreme Absolute Truth, who contains within himself all existence. Thus, the residents of Vrindavan constantly experienced the highest essential truth underlying all other truths, and that is Sri Krishna himself, the cause of all causes, and that which sustains the existence of all that exists. The residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed in loving service to that Supreme Absolute Truth. Therefore, they were the most fortunate, most intelligent, and most pragmatic of all living beings. Mukam karoti vachalam bangam langai te girin Yakipam tamaham bande si gurum tinatarinam Om gyana tivarandasya gyananjana shalakaya Chakshu minitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaham. So in Nectar of Devotion, there is something called laziness in devotional service, laziness in ecstatic love. And this was happening here at this time, circumambulating Govardhan Hill. So Nectar of Devotion, chapter 30, describes when, because of self-satisfaction or dislike of excessive labor, a person does not perform his duty in spite of having the energy, he is called lazy. Now, who are these lazy people? Let's find out. This laziness is also manifested in ecstatic love of Krishna. Yeah, something, but we should not imitate. For example, when some brahmanas were requested by Nanda Maharaj to circumambulate Govardhan Hill, they told him they were more interested in offering benedictions than in circumambulating Govardhan Hill. This is an instance of laziness caused by self-satisfaction. So yeah, but don't imitate laziness in devotional service or ecstatic love. That will come when you're self-realized. So what's happening here? The Brijbasis wanted to worship Indra, but Krishna wanted them to worship Govardhan, which means he himself. So this was a battle of love. Who will conquer? Krishna or the Brijbasis? Well, this time Krishna won the battle because he convinced the Brijbasis. Well, actually, they weren't convinced by his arguments. They didn't care for Indra and for Krishna's karma mimamsa philosophy. They just loved him. And he wanted them to do something, so they said, okay, we will just do this to please you. So this time Krishna won. But not always. Krishna doesn't always win. Devotees also win. When Krishna plays with his coward boyfriends, sometimes he loses the game. And he has to carry the winner on his shoulders. So one time, Krishna was feeling lazy or tired. Maybe this is another example of laziness and ecstasy. But he told the boys, I can't do it. Not today. I can't do this. I cannot carry you. And they said, no, you lost. You have to do it. And Krishna said, no, anyway, I'm God. So I can't do it. They said, no, you're not. Prove it. So he said, he showed them, you know, him up in Vaikuntha, and they said, his friend said, well, okay, but tomorrow you have to carry. Today you don't have to. And so, yeah, they have their ecstatic love for Krishna, and Krishna sometimes loses the battle, sometimes wins the battle, and sometimes his friends win, and sometimes his friend lose. So in the sixth canto, 16th chapter, verse 34, Chichaketu has a very beautiful prayer about this topic. He prays to Krishna, oh, unconquerable Lord, you cannot be conquered by anyone. You are certainly conquered by devotees who have control of the mind and the senses. They can keep you under their control because you are causelessly merciful to devotees who desire no material profit from you. Indeed, you give yourself to them. And because of this, you also have full control over your devotees. So Prabhupada explains this verse. Prabhupada says, the Lord and devotees both conquer. The Lord is conquered by the devotees, and devotees are conquered by the Lord. Because of being conquered by one another, they both get transcendental bliss in their relationship. And the highest perfection is shown by the gopis. The gopis conquered Krishna, and Krishna conquered the gopis. So when Krishna played his flute, he conquered the minds of the gopis. And without seeing the gopis, Krishna could not be happy. So there's a battle of love going on in the spiritual world. with the Brijbasi sing, Krishna, Krishna cannot be conquered by renunciation and renunciation and wealth and strength and battle and beauty. Of course, he is conquered by Radharani, because when I was pujari in Calcutta, the first instruction they told me was, you have to dress Radharani more beautiful than Krishna. She's the one. She's the most beautiful. In Vaikuntha, it's the opposite. Vaikuntha, it's Vishnu. Narayan. Narayan is the most beautiful, more than Lakshmi, but not in Goloka. In Goloka, Radharani wins that battle. She's the most beautiful, so that we can see here also. And our beautiful deities, Radhisham, Radharani wins the battle. She's the winner. So Krishna and his devotees, they try to glorify each other more. Krishna is called Uttama Shloka, that he is glorified by wonderful prayers. And the devotees are called Punya Shloka, or those who are glorified because of their piety. And this is the reason why Krishna takes birth. Kunti Devi said, Punya Shloka Shakirtaye, that to glorify his devotees. That's one reason he takes. There's many reasons why he takes birth. Punya Shloka Shakirtaye. So he came as a son of Devaki to glorify Devaki. He came as a son of Yashoda to glorify Yashoda. And Arjuna also conquered Krishna. He ordered Krishna to drive my chariot between the two armies. So Krishna is Uttama Shloka. We try to glorify him. But Nantishesha, who is incarnation, expansion of Krishna, has tried to glorify Krishna, and he has failed. He has 1,000 or more heads, and each one is speaking the glories of Krishna, the qualities. But so far, he has failed to finish. And he's doing this since time immemorial. Anantashesh has been able to count the molecules of the sunlight and the grains of molecules of dirt on the earth, but he has failed to count the qualities of Krishna. But Krishna has failed. He's conquered by the gopis. As Krishna, as he says in Bhagavad Gita, yayata mam prapadyante tam sataiva pachamyaham, that as they surrender to me, I reward them. But to the gopis, he said, napareyaham, I cannot repay your debt. Of course, he did do that by coming as Lord Chaitanya. So how can we conquer Krishna? It's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita how we can conquer Krishna. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodidao Gaudidao Pushwantao Chitta Shandao Tamodidao. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda have arisen on the horizon of Gauda to bestow benediction to all. So how they come and they reveal the innermost core of our heart. They come and purify our hearts if we take Gaur Nitya into our hearts. They have taken out the ignorance, the darkness in the core of our heart. So they help us to meet two kinds of Bhagavatas, the book Bhagavat and the devotee Bhagavat. What happens when the two Bhagavats come in our heart? They give us bhakti. And what happens when we give bhakti? We conquer Krishna. This is what Krishna Das Kaviraj says. So that is why we should hear Bhagavatam very intently. Krishna can be captured in our heart. As the second verse says, Sadyo hidruddha tetra kitti bis tu shushu bis takshana. So Lord Brahma also tells how we can conquer Krishna. Gyane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva. But just forget whatever you have learned and listen. Just forget. Jivanti sammakaritam bhavadiya vartan. Hear from the devotees. Like their speech is like flowing rivers. In the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhava Gita, beginning, it says that the water is one of our gurus. How is the water our guru? Because the water has a very pleasing sound when it flows. And that's compared to the sound of the pure devotees speaking. When the pure devotees speak, then it's like nectar rivers flowing into our ears. So this is what Lord Brahma advises. You should fill your ears with these rivers of nectar. Ye prasthane stita shutikatam tanuvamano. Here, just stay in your position and with body, mind, and words, hear about Krishna. Ye praisho jita jito pyasitai silokyam. Krishna is a jita, but he'll be conquered by you. He'll be jita if you do this one thing. So in the commentaries, it is explained that there's three ways that you can hear, you can offer yourself to Krishna, body, mind, and words. So you can touch Krishna's lotus feet with your hands. You can hear, you can speak, glorify him with your words, and you can think of him with your mind. So this is explained by Srila Sanatana Goswami in his commentary. So what examples do we have of how devotees conquered Krishna? After the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhisthira did not want to be the emperor. Nobody could convince him. The sages couldn't convince him. Krishna couldn't convince him. Why Krishna couldn't convince him? Because he wanted to glorify Bhishma. Bhishma could convince him. They all went to Bhishma's bedside where he was laying on the bed of arrows, and Bhishma convinced Yudhisthira. And Yudhisthira conquered Krishna because Krishna was leaving Hastinapur. He was, Kunti was praying to him, please don't go. But then he was still going, and then Yudhisthira came and said, please, stay a few more days. A few days more. Krishna could have refused, but why didn't he refuse? The verse says, prema, because of the love, because of the prema of King Yudhisthira. Prema. So prema can conquer Krishna. If you have love for Krishna, so Maharaj Yudhisthira cannot order the Supreme Lord to stay or undo his decision, but with prema, everything is possible. Everything is possible with prema. So Prabhupada advises us in his lecture on that verse in Bhagavatam that if we increase our love for Krishna, Krishna becomes purchased by us. So yes, we can purchase Krishna. He's ready. But we have other things to do. Then we have to purchase other things, not Krishna. So Krishna wants to be controlled by us, actually. All the time everyone's praising him, but he wants to be controlled. Just like now, it's Damodar month, and we're celebrating how Krishna is being controlled by Yashoda. How he's afraid. How he's afraid of her stick. She's chasing him, and he's telling her, just put your stick down. Put your stick down. And so she did throw away the stick. So, because she was afraid he might run to the forest and she couldn't catch him. And that's why she tied him up, because she didn't trust him. So also another example is Prahlad Maharaj. None of the demigods could pacify Lord Nrsingadev, Lakshmi, Shiva, Brahma. And he conquered Nrsingadev. He came and he pacified Nrsingadev by his prayers. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's described, when Lord Nrsinga appeared on the shore of the ocean, he placed you on his lap, Prahlad, and caressed you like a mother. It's even described that he was licking, like lions do. They lick their cubs, so Nrsingadev was licking Prahlad and checking all that his body was okay. And so Prahlad actually conquered Nrsingadev, although none of the demigods could do it. So the Lord, he put Prahlad on his lap and he was rocking back and forth with him, just like a mother embraces her child. So that is, we can do that also if we just follow the advice of Lord Brahma, hear about Krishna with body, mind, and words. So Prabhupada on the boat, he conquered Krishna. Prabhupada had his heart attacks, and then he had a dream where Krishna was rowing the boat. in all his 10 incarnations, his different incarnations. So Prabhupada conquered over Krishna. But actually, Krishna conquered also Prabhupada, because Prabhupada followed the order of his spiritual master to go to the West at such an old age. Now we're over 70, and we can understand what it means to be that age and still do things. It's like you wake up every morning with some pain somewhere. And if you wake one day, you wake up and there's no pain, that means you're probably left your body. that's the age. That's what's happening. But Prabhupada, at the age of 69, 70, he went on that boat. I mean, none of us is going to go on a boat from India to the USA or anywhere, probably. We'll probably die. The Atlantic Ocean will be rough for us. It wasn't for Prabhupada. But we cannot imitate. We cannot do that. So Prabhupada glorified Krishna so much that now almost everyone has heard Krishna's name all over the world. But he never took credit for himself. So we have to also glorify Prabhupada so people will know all about him and what he did. So we need to make a relationship with Krishna. Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha, then Abhidhya, devotional service, and then Prayojan. We will also get Prema. Might take some time, might take a whole lifetime, but Prabhupada did tell us, finish in this life. Don't take another birth. So why should we make a relationship with Krishna? What's the reason? Because, first of all, Krishna is such an Ananda. He's eternal, blissful, full of knowledge, and so are we if we go to the spiritual world. We won't get older than 16 years of age. We'll be young, eternally. We're already, the soul is like that. That's why we think we can do things still that we did when we were younger, but then we realize, nope, can't do that anymore. Yeah. So another reason why we should have relationship with Krishna is because he's Janaka Janani Dayito Tanai Prabhu Guru Patituhu Sarvamai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he's our father, he's our mother, he's our dear one, he's our child. He's our Prabhu, he's our guru, he's our husband. He's everything. That's why we should have a relationship with him. Because sometimes we have a child and the child doesn't do what we want them to do, especially when they grow up and see the world. Everything changes. When they're born, we think, oh, I have a nice little pure devotee here. And when they grow up, we think, well, I hope he remembers Krishna. Sometimes. So Krishna will not leave you. He'll be your child forever. Krishna will be your husband forever. Krishna will be your friend forever. And Krishna, we have a family in Goloka, and they're just waiting for us to join them there. We have mother, father, we have everything there. And so that's why we should make a relationship with Krishna. And then we should also make a relationship with Krishna because we're eternal. We're not happy with these temporary relationships, and life in this material world is getting worse and worse. Kali Yuga is progressing. And all the purports that Prabhupada said are coming true. Demons are in control, and we don't know what's going to happen next. So that's the reason we should surrender to Krishna, make a relationship. Another reason, because Krishna has all the qualities we're looking for in a relationship. In Sanatana Goswami has a commentary in 10th canto, 14th chapter, verse 7, Prayer of Brahma. Brahma says that one day the scientists have not been able to count the molecules of the sun, the grains of the earth, but they have not been able to count that. They will never be able to count it. Ananta has counted it, but he has never counted the qualities of Krishna. That's the verse. And then in the purport, Sanatana Goswami says, Krishna has a quality for each and every one of us that will attract us to him. So can you imagine how many qualities Krishna has? One for each of us, Sanatana Goswami says. There's a quality. Maybe you should find out what that quality is. that Krishna will attract you. So another reason why we should surrender, we should have a relationship with Krishna, is because Krishna gives himself to us. And at the end of this purport, it says, the residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed in loving service to that Supreme Absolute Truth. Therefore, they were the most fortunate, most intelligent, and most pragmatic of all living beings. So in Uddhava Gita, there's a verse at the end where it says, this process is the supreme intelligence of the intelligent and cleverness of the most clever. For by following it, one can in this very life make use of the temporary and unreal to achieve me, the eternal reality. So the commentary is really, really nice, that we should trade in our useless body, and in return we get Krishna. Good deal. It's a really good deal. So we should take this opportunity to trade in our bodies for Krishna with all his opulence and all his love. And we can do that by offering our body, mind, and words in devotional service to Krishna. And especially, of course, chanting Hare Krishna. His Holiness Satchinanda Swami says, if we keep on chanting and thinking, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And Indradumna Swami says, oh, my friend, oh, my friend, calling. So one day, Krishna will come and say, here I am, here I am. And that's also, Srila Prabhupada said, we should cry for Krishna and beg him, please accept me. And one day, if we chant really nicely, Krishna will come. And Krishna will say, please accept me, please accept me. So maybe he came already, but we were busy and we didn't accept him. But he will come. He will come. Prabhupada said that. So we have to make our relationship with Krishna the best relationship. Of course, the process is chanting Hare Krishna, Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan, Sarvat Visnapanam, Param Vijayate, Shri Krishna, Sankirtanam. So I'll end with one story, which I told a few years ago. Maybe some of you remember it, about one person who got taken by the Yamadutas. This is a true story. And so Yamaraj was saying, you have done so many sinful activities. You must be punished. So then he asked the secretary, anything good this person has done? And the secretary said, yes. When there was a Harinam Sankirtan party going by, this person waved to them. And the whole court of Yamaraj said, oh. So Yamaraj said, okay, if I send you back, what will you do? He said, I'll become Hare Krishna devotee. So yes, it's worth it. It's worth it. Don't come back here. Don't try to make permanent plans to stay here, but try to go back to Godhead and join your real family, Hare Krishna. So any... any questions or comments?
So, out of so many people who are striving for self-realization, hardly one approaches, and of those who are striving to get out of the material world and following some process, religious process, and among them, hardly any of them are qualified. And you look at, it's hard, you get like maybe, so it seems like the process is extremely difficult to be awakened to Krishna consciousness.
Yes, it's very difficult if we forget who can help us, and that is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has made concessions for us.
Thank you.
I mean, I can tell you some of them. Like he said that if you just chant your 16 rounds and follow the four Gurdwara principles, of course chanting means offenselessly, and I guarantee to take you back to Godhead. Dinabandhu heard it and repeated it in his class. He was there. If you simply chant your 16 rounds, and recently one, I saw the post that one one lady left her body, and she came to her husband in the gym and said, it's true, if you just follow the regular principles and chant your 16 rounds, he said, you'll go back to God. I don't know. Yeah.
To do that is also extremely difficult.
I know. Yeah, it's difficult. Somebody's giving you a rope. You have to hang. You have to take the, put your hand on the rope, and hold it. So yeah, it's difficult, but it's Kali Yuga, and it's the easiest process of self-realization, and it doesn't require. It's difficult if we are lazy. We shouldn't have laziness in Krishna consciousness, like those Brahmanas. Yeah. Today I already chanted 14. Tomorrow I'll do two more. No. Okay, anybody else? Over there.
Hare Krishna. Mataji was saying in the class that Krishna was the most happy when he was spending time with the gopis, when he had gopis association. But then he left the gopis. So it seems like a contradiction that he deprived himself from this true happiness.
Yeah, why did Krishna leave the gopis if that was his happiness? Because he wanted to, because there's a, in Goloka, there's meeting and there's separation. So sometimes separation is even happier than meeting, even though it looks like you're miserable. But the gopis were in ecstasy when they were in separation from Krishna when he left them. And they were actually with Krishna. Krishna was in their inside. When you're in separation from Krishna, then Krishna comes inside. And when you're with Krishna, he's outside. So there was really no separation, but it was more intense than when they were with him. Of course, then again he came back, and then that was also intense. The meeting was intense. So meeting is more intense after separation. And they were also becoming a little proud, so he wanted to teach them, okay, you know, things can happen with you too, even though you're the best. If we become proud, that'll happen to us. Yes, over here.
Thank you, Narayan Maharaji. How is it that we can discover that quality that you say each and every one of us has? Represents Krishna, obviously his billions upon unlimited qualities, right. We have one. How is it we can own that or discover that?
Yeah, well, the only way I know is by chanting, and that's my experience, is when you chant attentively, then you can understand things better. And Krishna reveals himself to you. Serving devotees also, serving the Vaishnavas, will help you to find that. And chanting and serving the Vaishnava, the five most prominent devotional service. Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavatam, chanting, serving devotees, living in the Dham. Okay, anybody else? And backside. Pass it back.
You mentioned that Krishna will absolve his debt toward the gopis by coming as Lord Chaitanya. I find this really interesting. Can you say more?
Yes, because when he came as Lord Chaitanya, he was feeling what the gopis and Radharani were feeling. So, and then he was with, all of them came as his associates. So he was enjoying with all of them. In meeting, also separation, but he was enjoying with all his devotees, and showing them exactly, he was showing how Radharani feels, and he was experiencing it, and that's the only way, because how would he know what they are feeling when he separated from them? So in order to understand their feelings, he came in the last I think last 12 years of his life, he was absorbed in that feeling. Well, actually, yeah, when he was in Jagannath Puri, most of the time. He did travel to South India. That's Madhya Leela. Then Antya Leela is Jagannath Puri. So, especially at the end of his life, he was experiencing that. And that was how, and his of course, his most intimate associates were Lalita and Vishakha. And Gadadhar also was there. Lalita and Vishakha, Srut Damodar and Ramananda Roy. And so, he could please them and show them, see, I'm also experiencing. And they were helping him. They were helping him in his moods. Just like Lalita and Vishakha would help Radharani. So they were helping Lord Chaitanya in that mood. He wanted to experience what they were feeling. Any other questions? Jaya, Lord Shri Prabhupada, Hare Krishna.